Welcome back to another episode of the Jason Davis Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Davis. Welcome back, guys. And for, you know, today's topic, I want to talk about why do women take pride in being single parents? Why do women take pride in being single parents? And the reason I want to talk about this is because I find this very concerning to me. Recently, I've seen like a few pictures posted up of women, you know, putting hashtag single mom, I don't need no man, you know, gotta do it on my own. Like different hashtags. And it bothers me because I'm like, why is that something, you know, to announce to the world? Like, why is that something to be proud of? You know, what is so prideful about being a single parent? Like, why? Like, can someone just give me an answer why? And I also noticed this with these single mothers. And like I said, a few of them I have seen. I had seen them even with dating. I have seen a few post up a picture of a guy that they're dating. You know, I could pretty much predict that they're not the biological father of the child. You know, they're dating someone that has an interest in them. And I started to notice like that a lot of them don't end up staying with the people they started dating. And you know what? What's really crazy about it? I can pretty much tell when it's gonna last and when it's not gonna last, just by the stuff that they post on social media. I can pretty much map it out. You know, I can pretty much map out how it's gonna end. You know, and that's just me. You understand? Like, I just don't understand the fact that why you women take pride in being single parents. I remember I seen a video of a girl talking about she wants to have a kid. She want to have a kid. She want to have a child. And she was okay with being pregnant and being a single parent. She was okay with that. She was okay with the father not being part of the child's life. She feel that she can do it all by herself. And it was really concerning to me because I think people fail to realize the importance of having two parents raising a child, how very important it is. And I didn't realize how important it was till I got older, because I was raised by my mother. So I didn't really have too many male figures in my life. I didn't pretty much learn how to be a man till I would say like 23, 24, when I started having male role models in my life, men that I look up to, who taught me a lot of stuff that, you know, something that my father was supposed to teach me, you know. And my mom did the best she could, but my mother, she's a woman. So, you know, it's completely different. And I think this subject is very concerning to me, is because all the years growing up, my mom has never complained about my father. She never talked bad about him. You know, she never take pride of being a single parent. To be honest with you, she never really mentioned it, you know. And It worked for me in a sense where I never had any kind of resentment towards my father. And, you know, she explained the situation between my father and her. She was pretty much saying that, you know, he literally told her that he wasn't father material and he couldn't be the man she wanted him to be. And he was just straight up with her. And you know what? That pretty much sums it up. It's more to it. But I think that's a story that I can talk about on another time. But going back to the subject, I find it quite disturbing that a lot of women take pride in being single parents. Because I'm starting to learn that there are men who want to be with their kid, who want to be with the mother, but either the mom doesn't want to be with them, or, you know, they can't see eye to eye, or whatever the other reasons. You know, whatever the other reasons could be. And I just find it just straight uncomfortable for me because I see too much of it in my timeline. You know? But then, in another sense, which is crazy, and this is where I'm really trying to get at. By being a single mother, you guys have to also understand, you're asking whoever you date to be a stepfather, and these are things you have to think about, because if you want another man to raise your child as a step parent, you know, you gotta ask these questions. You know? You gotta really start asking these questions. Can he discipline your kid? Can he tell your kids what to do? Can he tell you what to do? Are you gonna be submissive to him? Do you guys even know how to even cooperate with a man? Do you guys even know how to do any of these things? To me, like, taking pride in being like a single mom, that's nothing to be proud about. Actually, that should be frowned upon. It really should be frowned upon, to be honest. Like, that's not something to be celebrated. I don't understand. Why are there women out here celebrating being single parents? But at the same time, as you celebrate, you complain about the men that you deal with. Like, my whole thing with being, and this is where I'm going to talk directly to the women out there who don't have children. You guys got to think about this. Do you really want to go through the headache of being a single parent? And no, like, you can't fully blame the man for this too, because you take part in this. You guys take part of this too. And then when it comes to children too, you got to realize this too. You got to realize this too. What kind of man you're having relations with? What kind of man is he? Is he a good man? You know, do he have a good head on his shoulders? You gotta look at these things. Because when you have a child, it's not just about you. You gotta think about a child. You gotta think about the well-being of that child. See, a child being born, they didn't ask to be there. Listen, they don't have a say in it. They just here. They just caught up in the whole situation. You understand what I'm saying? Why is it that you guys are so prideful and so determined to be single parents, want to have children, but yet these are the men that the men you have children with, you don't want to marry them. They, to you, they're not worthy candidates to be husbands. You can't, listen, you can't have every single person up inside you. And of course, listen, I believe accidents happen. Boom, accidents happen. You know, we made mistakes. You understand? I got that. You made a mistake. You made a bad decision. A child was a result of your mistakes. Understand? Got it. But why take pride in that? Why put in the hashtag single mom like it's a badge of honor? Like well-established men, like myself, we frown on stuff like that. We frown on it. It kind of, we frown. Like, we like, yo, why you take pride in that shit? That's nothing to be proud about. Why? Does that make sense to you? What is the purpose of being so prideful? So now, by you being a single parent, now you're going to want to go out and date, because no human being, as us, we are human beings. We are not designed to be alone. We're not designed to be alone. Trust me, we are not designed to be alone. Like our whole lives will fall apart by being alone. I'm just telling you all that. Like, we're just not designed to be alone. We're pretty much designed to be together. So I had to ask you guys this, like this question. What do you think the people that you want to date is going to think about it? You understand? Because the most personal, people who are well established, they're not going to really want to deal with a woman who have kids. They really don't. And especially if your kids are out of line. See, we men, we look at different things. We look at stuff like that. We look at how your kids act. We look at if you can get your kids under control. And then if we're gonna literally deal with a woman who have children, we want to know what we're getting out of this. Can we as men tell you what to do? Can you cooperate with our schedule? If a man asks you to do something, will you do it? Why make it hard for yourselves? And then most of the time, and for some of y'all out there who are listening, some of y'all who messed up your relationships with your kids' fathers for doing stupid choices, making horrible decisions. And I'm talking about y'all who have made foolish decisions with the father of your children. You got to understand this. When it comes to marriage, as me as a man, the reason I want to get married is because I wanted to have children. I wanted to have a legacy. I don't really have a great relationship with my father's side of the family because I really don't know any of them. The only remaining one on my father's side of the family that I know is my uncle. And me and him, we don't even talk that much. So I was always determined to be married, get married, to have my family of my own, to have a legacy, you know? See, ladies, what I'm trying to say to y'all, the greatest honor to give a man is a child. And you have to also understand, you got to be mindful when it comes to kids, because when you give birth, you give birth to a man's child, that means that he was honorable enough for you to give birth to his child. The greatest gift you can give a man is the birth of their child. And these are things you gotta look at it in a different perspective. And no, it's not about it's not all about what's in between your legs. That's not what we all want. We just solely don't want that. We want much more than just that. All I'm saying is we gotta stop hashtagging and trying to get praise and giving praise for being a single parent. Like I don't understand it. This looks crazy to me. This sounds crazy. So when you put a post like that, you got to ask yourself, are you really proud of being a single parent? What are you hashtagging it for? For what? Why are you hashtagging it? Like, it's a badge of honor. Do you know how difficult it can be being a single parent? Especially in the dating market? And yeah, don't get me wrong, there are men out there who are willing to be stepfathers, but that's not their primary choice. They'd rather get with a woman who doesn't have kids. And when you do find a man that wants to be with you, you know, that's willing to deal with you, willing to deal with your kids, stop having your children decide. And this is another thing I want to talk about. Stop having your children decide who you be with. Stop doing that. Because children are children. Children are children. They don't know better. They don't know better. I have been in a scenario where me and the girl like each other, but you know, their kid didn't like me. And because they didn't like me, the kid didn't like me, she didn't want to, you understand, like she didn't want to continue with dating. And I always find it crazy is because children not liking somebody can come from anything. It can become from their loyalty to their father. Makes sense. You understand? But you have to also understand this. Children don't know no better. They don't. I have like met women who have told stories about their children not liking the men that they date. And because they don't like them, you know, she has to break it off with them. They let their children determine, you know, who they date. And you got to understand this. Your child can say no to everyone, no matter what, and don't have a real good reason why he said no. So don't fully put your decision on dating on your children, because they're kids. Let them be kids. You're an adult, so you need to make an adult decision. And you guys need to humble yourselves too. Because I've really come to find that single women who are single parents, like, their way of thinking, like, they don't see it. They don't see it in a more logical way. Everything is based off of feelings, which I get. Women are very emotional. But also in this sense, you need to also think of it this way. Y'all need to humble yourselves. Because if a man, a well-established man, stops what he's doing to be with you and help raise somebody else's kid, then y'all need to humble yourselves. You need to stop acting that you better than him and better than everyone else. If that man asks you to do something for him, you need to cooperate with him. Because I hear a lot of y'all want to be married, but you guys are not, you guys don't know the first thing of marriage. The one thing I can say to you with me, by me being married, a lot of my current success comes from the cooperation of my wife. She cooperates with me. Whatever I have planned, whatever's on my schedule, she pretty much cooperates with me. She works with me. I can ask her to do anything for me, and she'll do it. Cooperation. Like, you can't also at the same time, you can't go about and say, hey, you can't, pretty much what I'm trying to say is, you can't be in a relationship with someone and they can't tell you anything. But you can tell them something, but they can't tell you anything. You know? I'm just saying. It takes two, and you guys got to do your part. And this whole being proud of being single parents is crazy. And if you guys are not proud of being single parents, listen, stop hashtagging single moms. I don't need a man. I'm doing this all on my own. Like, what are you hashtagging that for? Because when you hashtagging all that, like, to me, I look at, as us as men, I'm looking at it as you take pride in that shit. You literally take pride in being single parents. Be mindful, just think for a sec. Literally think about who you lay down with. Who you lay down with. Come on. Listen. It's nobody. Nobody's meant to be in this world alone. I have relatives who had died alone. Who pretty much died alone. Didn't make no friends. Never dated. Never tried to maintain a relationship. And that stuff scares me. That scares the crap out of me. That's a scary way to go. Dying alone like that. Being lonely. So listen, like, don't be like 40, 50 years old. You understand? Be at that age to finally get it. And also understand the women who don't have children out there, women who do not have children, you don't have children, do not let any man inside you, raw dog it inside you. Don't let just any old person do that. You have to literally say this, and this is how I really feel about it. If you are gonna, if you want to have children, get married first. Get married first. The smartest thing to do is get married. Have some paperwork. Have some paperwork in. You're married. So now, if anything, you have a kid. You understand? There ain't gonna be pretty much no issues. And be mindful, and listen, be mindful about who you married. What kind of person are they? You gotta look at these things. And you guys are responsible for that. Yeah, listen, we men, yo, we also understand we're responsible for our part, but you guys are also responsible for yours. There's too many single mothers out here hashtagging up, like being proud of being single parents. Like, to me, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy to me. That's, to me, is bananas. Like, that is bananas. And I also, and listen, I also know single parents, women who are single parents, who don't do none of that stuff. They take care of business. They don't have to, you know, listen, they don't hashtag nothing. They don't write whole monologues being proud of being a single parent. That to me is crazy. That's crazy to me. You guys got to do better. Like, you, I realize this is the norm. Being a single parent is the norm now. It's like a trend. And, like, it's a trend that's not cool. It's not cool at all. You guys got to do better than that. Posting up pictures, hashtagging single mom. I don't need no man. I do bad on my own. Like, come on. Really? Gotta listen, you guys gotta also understand with children. Children needs both parents in their lives. And listen, let me tell you something. Things happen. I got it. It happens. But it shouldn't happen this much. And like, it shouldn't happen this much. This is too extreme. This is too extreme for me. It is mind blowing to me. And only thing I can really say to you guys, y'all gotta do better than that. You guys gotta do better than that. And also, and like I said, you guys have to humble yourselves as well. Stay humble. If you meet a man that wants to be with you, is willing to deal with your kids, willing to raise your kids, you gotta humble yourself. You gotta pipe all that down. And cooperate with that man. And then for some of y'all, listen, for some of y'all who messed up your relationship with your kid's father, if it's ways to make it right, make it right. If it's ways for you all to get back together, get back together. Family is really important. You guys gotta understand that. Family is really important, and children need both parents in their lives. I literally wish my father was in my life early on to teach me man stuff. I had to learn how to become a man in my early 20s. I was like 23, 24, 25, like around then, learning men stuff. This is stuff I should learn when I was much younger. But hey, life happens, you know? There's nothing I can do about it on that part. But it's something I can do about it now, so that cycle won't repeat anymore. And like I said, y'all need to start taking pride in being single parents. That's just crazy to me. Some of you out here just want to have kids, and you don't even have a reason why. You know, bring a whole new life in the world, and in a situation that they didn't ask them to be in. Think about it. It ain't too late. Well, humble yourselves and listen. Do right, and do better. So pretty much, I'm gonna wrap it up for tonight. That's all I gotta say. Only I ask you guys to do is just follow me on Instagram. That's Jason Davis Pod. I repeat, Instagram, Jason Davis Pod. Also follow my podcast. My podcast is also on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts, and pretty much all other platforms that play podcasts. Just follow, subscribe, like my stuff, and look out for more content. To the next episode, peace.